The difference between me and Bajiru-san is this. I'll show you, Shojiro said. And with this, he stood and asked Mameha to join him. He led her off to one side of the room, where they had a bit of space. When I do my work, I look like this, he said. And he sashayed from one side of the room to the other, waving his folding fan with a most fluid wrist and letting his head roll back and forth like a ball on a seesaw. Whereas, when Bajura-san does his work, he looks like this. Here, he grabbed Mameha, and you should have seen the astonished expression on her face when he dipped her toward the floor in what looked like a passionate embrace and planted kisses all over her face. Everyone in the room cheered and clapped, everyone except Hatsumomo, that is. What is he doing? Tachibana asked me quietly. I didn't think anyone else had heard, but before I could reply, Hatsumomo cried out, He's making a fool of himself, that's what he's doing. Oh, Hatsumomo-san, said Shojiro, you're jealous, aren't you? Of course she is, said Mameha. Now you must show us how the two of you make up. Go on, Shojiro-san, don't be shy. You must give her the very same kisses you gave to me. It's only fair, and in the same way. Shojiro didn't have an easy time of it, but soon he succeeded in getting Hatsumomo to her feet. Then, with the crowd behind him, he took her in his arms and bent her back. But after only an instant, he jerked upright again with a shout and grabbed his lip. Hatsumomo had bitten him, not enough to make him bleed, but certainly enough to give him a shock. She was standing with her eyes squinted in anger and her teeth exposed, and then she drew back her hand and slapped him. I think her aim must have been bad from all the sake she'd drunk, because she hit the side of his head rather than his face. What happened? Tachibana asked me. His words were as clear in the quiet of the room as if someone had rung a bell. I didn't answer, but when he heard Shojiro's whimper and the heavy breathing of Hatsumomo, I'm sure he understood. Hatsumomo-san, please, said Mameha, speaking in a voice so calm it sounded completely out of place. As a favor to me, do try to calm down. I don't know if Mameha's words had the precise effect she was hoping for, or whether Hatsumomo's mind had already shattered. But Hatsumomo threw herself at Shojiro and began hitting him everywhere. I do think that, in a way, she went crazy. It wasn't just that her mind seemed to have fractured. The moment itself seemed disconnected from everything else. The theater director got up from the table and rushed over to restrain her. Somehow, in the middle of all this, Mameha slipped out and returned a moment later with the mistress of the tea house. By that time, the theater director was holding Hatsumomo from behind. I thought the crisis was over, but then Shojiro shouted at Hatsumomo so loudly we heard it echo off the buildings across the river in Gion. You monster, he screamed. You've bitten me. I don't know what any of us would have done without the calm thinking of the mistress. She spoke to Shojiro in a soothing voice while at the same time giving the theater director a signal to take Hatsumomo away. As I later learned, he didn't just take her inside the tea house. He took her downstairs to the front and shoved her out onto the street.